Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Joined now by the voice of the Tennessee Titans, always excellent, Mike Keith. What's going on this morning?
Good morning, Kevin Ingram.
You like the quality over quantity approach to what we saw in the draft over the weekend?
I do, because I think you hit the three main needs in it. You've got an inside linebacker, you got an outside linebacker, and you got a safety. And those were the three areas that you needed to hit most from a depth standpoint. As you studied the depth chart, and I know it's not really a depth chart, but just looking at the number of players at each position, the Titans were lacking so much in those spots. And particularly, you know, some players you say, oh, well, this guy really jumps out. So to be able to add to those spots, I think, was the number one priority. It wasn't going to be a big number of picks anyway. And I think the other part that probably happened, too, is it's made the Titans more attractive to some undrafteds, you know, what some people call eighth-rounders. It's made them more attractive to some quality players in that area than they have been in years past, because those guys say, hey, it's a small draft class. I've got a shot to make a good football team in the NFL. And from what we've seen, and I know the full list hasn't been revealed and hasn't been made official, but from what we've seen, that looks like a pretty good group. You see some names on there and you go, wow. You
know, I remember that, dude. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not like they're out there going full bore like training camp, but what did you learn from watching a little bit of the mini camp last week?
I think I learned that Mike Vrabel's practices probably mirror what he thought was important as a player. And he's talked a lot about conditioning, and this team is doing a lot of things within the practice towards conditioning. They're moving around a lot more than I've probably ever seen in a Titans offseason practice. He's trying to use not only the practice to do football, but to get ready for the season. So I think that's a, that's an impressive thing to watch, how much movement, how much activity there is, and then how much individual attention in off periods that you see. In other words, if the offense is not on in the team periods and it's the number one defense that's working, well, then the offense is off doing something skill-wise to the side. They're working on some particular area. So there's something going on at all times during this practice. And you get the idea from Mike Vrabel's background as a player that he so valued all of the technique things, all of the fundamental things, and that he so valued being in condition so that he could continue to do those technique things well late in game, that he would not get tired, that he would not forget his feet, that he would not forget how to use his hands. And so my sense in watching the practice is this is almost what he thought was valuable when he played. And so, you know, it really kind of jumps out in that way. And then his presence and the presence of the coaches. This is a much younger group, and they are much more, let's call them, enthusiastic than what we've seen probably in the past.
Well, Mike, man, what a heck of a draft. And I'm looking at the two, I call them two first-round picks. I feel like we got, you know, cool with the getting these great players on defensive side of the ball. Do you think these two players can now take that defense? They were already really good. Do you think now it can make them special?
I think when you put Butler with them and what he gives them, it's really something very exciting. Yes. I do. I think they've got a chance to take the next step, because I don't know that they've had a player at linebacker like Evans maybe since Keith Bullock, at least with his ability to just, you know, wreck the other team's offense. There's so many things that he could do. And I think Landry, and was reading a lot more yesterday about the theories on why Landry fell, and I think the theories really go to the fact that Landry basically is a 3-4 outside linebacker in terms of his size. No one projected him as a 4-3 defensive end. And so that makes him a more specific piece, which is fine for the Titans. That's what they do. I think Landry will have a chance to help this year. And I really think that Evans will have a chance to help this year. And I think a defense which statistically improved in a dramatic way in 2017, yes, I think they have a chance to be special, especially with Dean Pease taking over for Dick LeBeau and being able to continue a lot of things that Dick LeBeau did. And that's a big point in all of this, is they are not having to reinvent the wheel with this defense. They are not having to start from scratch. Yes, Coach Pease does things differently from Coach LeBeau in some ways, but it's still the same basic defense. So, A, you didn't have to start over personnel-wise, and B, you don't have to start over with the fundamentals, with teaching the scheme and all of that. I think that's a big deal.
What do you think the plan is going to be for Luke Falk at quarterback? Is it somebody going to sit on the shelf and say, you know, learn the offense and put him on the practice squad, or somebody who can potentially compete for the backup job with Blaine Gabbert?
I think he's competing for the backup job when he gets here. I think that's the job. Now, he's going to have a hard time doing it because Gabbert has a lot of skills and a lot of experience. I mean, he's fighting an uphill battle, but I think he's here to compete. And he's here. But Blaine, obviously, to me, it's sort of threefold. He's here to compete for the backup job, and then he's trying to make this roster as the third teamer and convince this personnel staff and this coaching staff they need to keep three quarterbacks. And if not, then he's trying to prove that he belongs here on the practice squad. I mean, he's trying to make this football team in any way that he can. And if it doesn't work, I mean, let's face it, he was a sixth-round pick, a late sixth-round pick. So it's not sort of the end of the world if this doesn't work perfectly. But right, he's here to battle, and he's here to battle from the start. And I believe John Robinson when he says, listen, we're here to let the best men win. I don't think they're married to anything. When things have not worked, John Robinson has moved on quickly because he wants to win. You know, he's not here to win a contest for how his draft gets graded.
Mike, Dane Cruikshank has, unique talents. Was he brought in to battle Cyprian for the starting job?
I think he's going to battle, Mark. You know, yes, technically I think so. But, you know, he does not have a lot of experience at the safety position. He's only played it 1 year, and so he's got some things to learn. He's got a ways to go. I think he's here to certainly step in and battle to be part of the roster. I don't want to contradict what I just said about Falk, but I think his deal is, you know, let's make this football team, let's provide depth at the safety position. And I think it's going to be surprising if Cruikshank doesn't have a chance to be a core special teams player right off the bat. This is a guy who, and you mentioned it, I mean, what he did at the combine was amazing. And he blew everybody away with that. From that point, I think you say, this is a guy who ought to be really special on teams. He's 6'1", he's 210, he can run, he has explosion. He does not mind tackling. He does not mind tackling in the least. We saw that from his tape. And so I think he could be a real difference maker there right away. And, you know, who knows? Maybe he's able to take those talents and compete for a starting job right away, too.
Do you think John Robinson has one free agent move left up his sleeve?
You know, Mark, I think he may have two or three. I mean, remember, this is a ball club that still has a lot of salary cap room. I mean, even if you look at right now, of course, you're up against it as far as your top 51. That's what your salary cap number is right now. Even if you take the whole roster and use the 53, the Titans still have a ton of salary cap room. So I think as these cuts continue to happen and we're seeing the names sort of leak out, and, you know, they brought in Jameel President yesterday, the outside linebacker who used to play at Auburn, finished his career at Illinois. I think they're going to continue to sort of sift through, and they're going to have roster spots available to do it. And do I think there will be an Eric Walden or an Eric Decker, regardless of position, the rest of the way? Yes. I think John Robinson is going to find a guy or two like that. He always gives himself options. This weekend proved that. He said, you know what? I've got the option to go get these two players, really to go get these three players, so I'm going to do that. and he still has the financial option and the roster space to be able to go out and recruit some free agents. So, yeah, I don't think he's done.
Or they could just take all that money and give it to Mike Keith.
Yeah, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Mike, thanks so much, man.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right, we'll see you later.